106.5 Riviera Radio with the best of the Riviera.
With us today on Riviera Radio is Todd Macover, who is from the MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Media Lab. But he's here today to speak about an exciting new opera coming to the Principality called Death and the Powers. Todd, you're the composer, the creative director of this original story. Please tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. We made this original story. The text is written by Robert Pinsky, who's the poet laureate in the United States. Great poet. And it's a story about a man in his mid to late 60s, rich, successful, powerful, little creepy. We think of him as kind of a mix between Bill Gates and Howard Hughes and Walt Disney, somebody like that. And he doesn't so much want to live forever. In fact, he's kind of tired of the world. He wants to leave, but he wants everything about himself to stay. His memories, his ability to communicate with his loved ones, in fact, his ability to manipulate his businesses. He kind of wants the best of all worlds. So he figures out a way to build what he calls the system, and he can literally download himself into his environment. And at the end of the first scene, he says, "See you later." He leaves, he turns this thing on, and for the rest of the opera, little by little, the stage, his living room, his library, his books, his furniture, and actually a chorus of robots that his assistant has been building, all come alive and take on his characteristics. And everybody who's left, his loved ones, his family, his business associates, all have to decide if all of this physical stuff is really him, if it is him, if they like communicating with him like that, and frankly, if it's the system is such a good deal, if they want to follow him or if they simply want to stay human.
I am fascinated by the robots. Surely this is the first time we've ever had singing, dancing robots in an opera.
I think so. Hopefully not the last, but yeah, we designed these specially. And actually, it's even more than that. The kind of idea of the opera is that this whole story, this whole text, was left sometime in the future when there are no humans left, and it's left to these poor robots, and they've been given the instruction that once a year they have to put this story on. And so it actually, there's a prologue that where the robots saunter on stage, and they start by saying, "Okay, it's that time of year again, time to put the show on. Why do we have to do this? Well, you know, we have to learn what it's like to be human. What's death? What is that? Bodies, what do we don't understand?" So they put the show on, and then they come back at the end and ask the same questions, basically. "Well, that was pretty interesting, but we still don't get it." But yes, so there's a chorus of robots who frame the opera, and then they also act as characters. They interact with the people on stage. They move. They're very, very quick.
Where can we see all of this, Todd?
We open with a special gala production on the 24th, Friday, with Prince Albert II, because he's the haut patron of this opera. So it'll be a kind of special audience on the 24th, but we hope that all your listeners will come and hear the opera on the 25th, Saturday at 8 p.m., and then two shows on Sunday the 26th, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m.
If you know of somewhere we should feature, then please let us know. For more details, you can check www.rivieraradio.mc. Making the most of the good life, the very best of the Riviera, exclusively on 106.5 Riviera Radio.